Welcome back. Yahoo Finance's Jared Blickery is standing by over at the New York Stock Exchange for us. Jared, what are you watching?
I am watching the Fed, kind of. Everybody's anticipating the Fed. Market's not doing a whole lot of stuff right now, but that's pretty typical. We do kind of get a little bit of an FOMC drift sometimes into the announcement. Did not happen yesterday. Important to know that. But let's take a look at the Wi-Fi Interactive. S&P 500 break even, NASDAQ just slightly down, Dow Jones looks, the industrials look like they're down a quarter of 1%. Let's check out the NASDAQ 100 and see what's inside here. Mega caps, not under pressure. It's kind of a mixed bag here as they were yesterday, but Apple up 0.5%, Alphabet down 1%, Amazon down 0.5%, Facebook down 1%, Tesla up 1%. I'm looking at some of the biggest losers in the NASDAQ, and it's really these Chinese stocks. So I think the attention on these stocks has been focused and erudite. But I got to say this, if you take a look at, for instance, Alibaba, let's take a look at a year-to-date chart here. This is a stock, most of these stocks peaked in January, February, March, and they have been down ever since. The Didi IPO has been weighing on them heavily. So here we see that Alibaba is down 50%, basically cut in half. Now, I want to take a look at the sector action today because it has been defensive over the last few days. Here we see real estate and healthcare. Those are the two biggest outperformers, followed by tech, utilities, and staples. Now, I want to take this to a three-day chart. This basically covers the week that we've had so far. You will see staples, real estate, healthcare, and utilities are in the forefront. So this is a very defensive setup. I think, dialing back to my comments yesterday, I think we will have a tradable low today around the FOMC announcement, maybe in Jay Powell's presser. And I think a lot of people are going to jump on that bandwagon. However, what stocks are they going to get into? So I'm watching my sentiment indicators here, specifically the canaries, and it looks like the Wi-Fi Interactive has unfortunately paused for me. Here we go. You can see at the bottom here, this is over the trailing 3 days. This is a KWEB, that is a Chinese internet ETF. That is down 7%. TAN, that's a solar ETF, that's down 5%. Gambling down 5%. ARK down 4%. Emerging markets down 4%. I want to see a bid on a lot of these different ETFs and the sentiment indicators into the close today. If that happens, I think we are set for a Santa Claus rally, and that will probably take us through the first week of the new year as well. If we don't get that, we could be in for a rocky 2 weeks. Usually there's not a lot of trading activity that goes on in the second half of December. However, when that does happen, and it happened in 2018, when the Fed was in focus and committing a major policy mistake by tightening too much, we did see a lot of negative price action in the month of December, especially in the back half. So hopefully we avoid that, but I think things are going to clear up around the close today, and especially in the first hour of trading tomorrow.
We shall see, Jared, but there is one sentiment indicator I did not see on that screen, and that's crypto, which I guess you can read as a kind of sentiment indicator. I think it's a couple of tabs over there on the Wi-Fi Interactive. And interestingly, as Sazi flagged this morning, the crypto tickers, for some reason, are all on the trending tickers page right now at the top for yahoofinance.com, even though we're not seeing a huge amount of activity there. But I guess, you know, we got some Fed watchers in the crypto world, too.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what, Dogecoin has been front and center since yesterday. Elon Musk kind of hyping it up as he does, maybe going to accept some payments for merchandise or for Tesla cars. Have to see, but here's Dogecoin. So it's down 7-8% today. It's had a wild ride this year, but I want to take a look at the trailing 5 days. When interest picks up in crypto, and it's reflected on the Wi-Fi trending tickers pages as well, when crypto is front and center, there's a lot of attention on it, a lot of money pouring into it, and you have the traditional holders, and also the speculative interest. And a lot of the speculative interest that has been flowing into various markets, different sectors, even some of the stock market, or even some of the sectors in the stock market, hasn't been working recently. So I think if there's a hot money push, and this could be part of the Santa Claus rally here, could see crypto rise along with some of these other beaten down sectors into the end of the year. So crypto is definitely a part of the post-Fed analysis that I'm going to be looking at today.
All right. Well, you, my friend, are on fire this morning. Jared Blickery, we'll check back with you later.